Hello, everybody. We're back. And it's just TP and I now. That was fun. Little back and forth with Victor Jones.
Yeah. It's a different perspective, and it's a different topic rather than
talking. He's so young.
I because we've known Victor for a while, and I didn't realize how young he was.
I've known him since he was 22.
See, I didn't know he was, you know, I thought he might have been a little bit old, you know, 27, 26. But yeah, 22 years old.
Yeah.
He's a young guy because we've known him for
feisty.
Feisty.
Very feisty. Very smart. Crazy smart. Victor reads so much. It's insane. But he is sometimes I feel like, you know, well, I've been arguing with him about retirement since I wrote about it last week. We've been arguing nonstop. And
did somebody make you feel old?
Did somebody make me feel old?
Yes. Because you're getting kind of angry about this, and it's
no.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No. I don't.
Somebody pressed.
It's really funny, but I don't feel old at all. I feel good. I feel young.
The whole thing about spending time with grandkids, I gotta say.
Grandkids. I don't have any grandkids.
I don't have any grandkids. I don't think my girls right now aren't even thinking about, you know, whatever families or whatever. I'm not sure if I would enjoy grandchildren.
Why?
Because I don't miss, like, the baby little kid stage.
Oh, I kind of like that stage.
No, I didn't like that at all. So, like, you know, when I saw, there was a woman ahead of me going through the security at the airport coming up here, and she was carrying a baby, and I helped her with her bag, getting it off the conveyor belt, because it's like, I know how miserable it is. It's hard. I don't miss those days. With the little kids, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, I guess. I was like you. I wasn't great. that'd probably be an understatement. Anyway, I'm Tom Slauson. He's Tom Preston. We are going into the home stretch here. We've got about 40 minutes left. We're going to do a market measure in 2 seconds, and then we are going to do a market measure, and then we're going to have Scott on the show, and we'll take us right into the close. We will open up the phone lines as well. So, John, if you could just send the calls to me, 1-855-238-2789, 1-855-238-2789. Sometimes people like to send in calls, ask Scott something about, like, you know.
Sure. The platform. You
know, platform or anything else.
Yeah.
So if you want to, after we do the market measure, 1-855-238-2789. Also, just a quick reminder, yesterday was our last webinar. It will be posted today at tastylive.com/events. tastylive.com/events. The second webinar I did yesterday, which is managing a portfolio. It was an hour long, solid, and tons of content. If you missed it and want to catch up, it'll be tastylive.com/events. If it's not posted now, it'll be posted later today, or you can check it out over the weekend. Also, that is the precursor for our live events. The first one is April 13th in 2 weeks in New York City. I would love you to come out if you can make it to New York. It's our first event. The second one's in Seattle. The third one is in London. There's plenty of room in Seattle, in London, and all the other cities that we're going to. There's 8 cities total. But if you want to in New York, you'll see it's waitlisted only right now. But usually people on the waitlist we'll get an email from us as we get closer to the date as some other people drop off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually I would say 50 or 100 people will drop out, and we'll add 50 or 100 people off the wait list. So if please sign up for these events all over if you can make one. There's only 8. They all will fill up, so they're hard to get into if you wait to the last minute. But building a complex portfolio, it's a 2-hour and 45-minute live show with 6 speakers. We'll be in New York, the first one, April 13th. At Webster Theater, I think it is, on the Lower East Side. I don't have the address right with me. Mm-hmm. Show starts at 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8. Get there early because we're going to start right on time. We're starting, you know, on the nose. All right. And don't forget this afternoon at 2:30, we're going to bring in, for last call, we're going to bring in Nikki Batt, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about the Guess the Markets. We have we'll announce a winner today. Somebody's going to win some money.
Yep.
And lots of people played, you know, I don't know, 10,000 people or something played. And there's like 50 people that are right on the dance floor right now.
SPX right now is 52.49.
It's unchanged.
That might have changed the lineup a little bit.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, here's the market measure for today. Let's take a look. We call this one TP selling premium. Let me pull it up on my slide here. What did I do with it? We call this selling premium in long stock. Selling premium in long stock.
No, John, long stock.
I'm sorry, selling premium versus long stock. If you could bring this up on my screen, John, it would really be helpful. I lost it for somehow.
So selling premium versus long stock in low IV.
Yep. I went over this yesterday afternoon with our research team, and we are in what we call low IV right now, right?
Yes.
No question.
Yes.
And in a world of low implied volatility, there's a usually the reason you get low implied volatility is because the market's rallying,
mm-hmm.
right? Market goes down, volatility goes up. Market goes up, volatility goes down.
Yep.
So in low IV, we've had a long bull market. Buying stocks has definitely been, has worked for most yes. people. Most yep. stocks for most people have worked.
Yes.
So how much of a disadvantage are you to take the approach of selling premium versus buying long stocks in this kind of market? What do you think?
I would lean towards still selling premium because, as I say, IV is never wrong. It is a good predictor of how much the stock price is going to change. And I'm still going to argue for the positive time decay capital efficiency of the short option versus buying stock. But I don't know. They did this research for a reason.
We did this research for a reason, and it is not by any stretch any kind of a layup, just so you know.
Okay.
Because although, thank you, works perfect. So although you would think that selling premium would be better in all environments and all this kind of stuff, the reality is that there are markets like we're in now where buying stock was just as profitable or even more profitable.
Okay.
Let's take a look. But it's rare. And it's not predictable. That's the hard thing. So, here we go. An interesting question we get a lot is, in different implied volatility environments, what is the difference in performance and the risk of trading actively versus investing passively? Because we do receive this question a ton. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next slide. From 2005 to present, looking at a couple of different bull markets, well, essentially the bull market from 2005 to 2008, and then the bull market obviously from, you know, whenever you want to call it, the bottom,
right.
2009 or 2010 right. or 2011, all the right. way to where we are currently.
Right.
We recorded the average daily return. So we picked a very good period in time.
Yes.
We recorded the average daily return and the volatility of returns in the SPY. And the daily return is measured by the daily price change divided by the price of the SPY. We recorded the average daily return and the volatility of the SPY, the volatility of short SPY 20 delta strangles, closest to 45 days, managed at 21 days. The daily return is measured by the daily P&L divided by the buying power requirement of the position. Mm-hmm. And then we compared the returns in varying IV environments, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, to above 40. Okay, we already know that in super high mm-hmm. IV environments, you're going to be better off, mm-hmm. you know, selling premium. But what about low IV environments? So let's take a look at the next slide. As implied volatility increases, the average daily performance of long stock is lower. This is because long stock and markets volatility tend to be inversely correlated. Like I said before, markets go down, volatility goes up. That's what happens there. So as you would expect, long stock does best in low IV environments, not high IV environments. So strangles, however, work the opposite. The higher the volatility of the environment, the better the performance. So what you can see here is in long stock, this is the average daily return, 10 to 15, that's where we are now, that first column.
Mm-hmm.
Long SPY makes 13 basis points a day.
Mm-hmm.
Short strangle, only 6 basis points. Now, if you flip the cards over and go to a much higher volatility, let's say between 20 and 30, because that's a lot. That's a reasonable. That's not the highest. Mm-hmm. That's a reasonable. The long SPY loses 4 basis points a day, and the short strangle makes 14 basis points a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how those numbers, the short strangle, like TP just said, is never a negative.
You're always making money.
You're always making money. That's the good thing. You know, theoretically, you're always making money. The bad thing with long stock is that you're not always making money.
Well, yeah, and I should say the trades don't, even the long stock, you're not going to make money every day. So let's be clear about that. The expectation and the goal is to make money every day with the short strangle.
Sure. So the short strangle, yes. And the long spy, no. But you can see in the environment we're currently in right now, mm-hmm. there's a small advantage to long stock.
Yeah.
If the volatility goes up a little bit, it evens out, and it goes up a little bit more into like the low 20s where it was for a whole year, you're much better off with short strangles.
Right.
And then if it goes higher than that, you're way better off with short strangles. Right. Let's go next slide. But that doesn't happen that much, so that we'll cut that out. In terms of volatility of returns, this is actually very interesting. The two strategies are equally as volatile on a daily returns basis. Both strategies are equally more volatile in higher IV environments. But what's so fascinating, this is probably the most fascinating thing, but the volatility of daily returns to me was super interesting, because what we see here is that whatever strategy you pick, your daily volatility is going to be about the same.
Yes. Yeah. And that's just one more brick in the wall for the efficiency of the markets. That's what this is saying, is that there are no big errors. There's no big mispricing. Like you know, gee, Warren Buffett says that there's some mispricing and, you know, the market's overbought or something like that. The signals are turning red. Maybe. But the risk is so finely tuned in these products that basically any strategy has similar levels of risk for that strategy.
Yeah, and that's a cool slide. Let's go to the next slide. The only time long stock, this is really interesting, the only time long stock outperforms a short strangle in terms of risk and return is in very low IV environments, VIX below 15, which is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
In any other market environment, however, strangles match or outperform in terms of returns and are equally as volatile on a risk basis. So when you think about all the different potential market environments and you think about the average VIX, right, mm-hmm. over time, mm-hmm. the average VIX over time, we've talked about this, is depending on how you want to measure it, on the low side, it's 15.5, on the high side, 18.5.
Yeah, I would guess around 18.
Okay, 17, 18, whatever it is, which means that based on this research we've done, you're almost always better off having a short premium approach to a long stock approach, just if you had to pick one or the other.
Right.
In this current environment, you do a little better with long stock. Right. But there's three or four other environments that you do better, you know, with short strangles. So, and you don't know when you're going to be where. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no way to know how long you're going to be in a current state.
Right.
Just, it's super interesting because it kind of validates a lot of what we do on the active side.
And you don't get good at taking advantage of high IV when the VIX is 30, 40 if you're just buying stocks. So if you build up your expertise in buying stocks, because volatility is low right now, and I'm going to get good at buying, just, you know, working stock orders, managing my capital for stock positions, you never, and I think this is a big step, is you need to build your confidence in working in the option markets. You need to develop where you can get filled, how quickly you can get filled, how much capital it takes, how to build theta over your portfolio. So always keep the option markets in mind, even if you're getting a little better return on the long stock.
Let's go to the next slide, John. So on the takeaways, on average since 2005, long stock outperformed strangles in very low IV environments. In higher IV environments or average IV environments, short strangles outperformed long stock while the volatility of both strategies was comparable. On average, there was no IV environment where short strangles had a negative return. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
While long stock is almost certainly going to lose in higher IV environments.
Right.
Okay. So very interesting. It's good. Good.
Cool. That was a cool market measure.
Support. Very good market measure. Yep. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come on back with Scott. And so we'll take your calls. 855-238-2789. 855-238-2789. Thanks.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered